And good afternoon, and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink. Laurent Landis has Mother's Day off, and our guest today is Erin Moore. Welcome, Erin Moore.
Hello.
We have a very bigly show.
Very bigly show.
It's going to be very bigly.
You use all the best words.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a lot of good words here. It is pledge drive today. So before we get to some of our topics for the day, it is pledge drive. We need you to help us support KNON. The number is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Our goal, we still have, that's probably as of Friday, about $72,000 more to go. Help us get there. I guess we're about from the thermometer, we're about a third of the way.
Well, pledge.
We keep a thermometer in the...
If you pledge in honor of your mother and give us her name, we'll do a shout-out to her on the air.
That would be nice.
Yeah, what a great Mother's Day offer.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
A great way to honor your mom.
And you can do that by calling Josh standing by the phone, Chris standing by the phone.
At 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And we'll give her a bigly shout-out.
Exactly.
It'll be huge.
And we're going to win.
Yeah.
We'll be so tired of winning and that we won't know what to do with it. Okay, so speaking of stupid, there was a flight. It was an American Eagle flight, and a woman sitting on the plane was sitting next to a math professor, and he was doing
math.
Uh huh. And she thought he was a terrorist.
Uh-huh, because he was doing math.
Well, because she didn't recognize what he was writing.
Because that's the American education system.
And it's also just the climate of fear that we live in now.
Yeah,
if I don't understand it, it must be terrorism.
That math looks like Arabic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, he was using Arabic numerals.
Exactly. It's glaring. It's obvious.
It had squiggly lines. It can't be American. He's a terrorist.
He hails algebra.
Oh, I like that. I'm stealing that.
Well, I think she was worried about him using weapons of mass destruction.
Oh.
See, I told you, we're going to win.
We're going to win.
David is on a roll.
He is definitely on a roll.
Anyway, you know, so she delayed the flight by 2 hours, and she ended up getting off the plane and not taking that flight.
Yeah, we're doomed. We're doomed. If that's the people that are running the country right now, we're doomed.
And what's frightening is, okay, she calls a flight attendant comes over. If she then talks to the professor, the math professor, and he says, "I'm doing math here."
Mm-hmm. Was he dark?
Well, he was not American.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, it just makes me crazy.
Yeah, and not American. Not Native American.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just like, there's a dark guy scribbling mm-hmm. on a pad. He must be designing a bomb. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to tell tales for Patty, but yesterday it was an election day, which nobody knew about. And the Republicans that come in think they don't have to show their ID. That's for those other people.
Right, right. That law was not designed for them. And they know exactly what it was designed
yes.
for.
Oh, yeah.
The voter suppression laws were designed so that minorities would be inconvenienced.
Yes, but if Mary J. Smith doesn't match Mary Joseph Smith on her driver's license and she can't vote, she gets bent. That's not.
It's pretty common to say, they hand me the voter certificate and I say, I need to see your ID as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get that out too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. In your giant purse, in your huge purse, find your license.
I'm really
miffed by the idea of it. I'm like, no, it's the law.
You have to comply with the law that you voted for.
what people need to do then is call their representatives and say, this was just annoying. My Republican vote was not counted because of your law.
Because of your Republican law.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Republicans, and I'm going to look for it real quick, but my representative, Jason Villalba, I went to a town hall of his with, but I ran into Steve Rudner there, who's been on a guest on this show many times. We went to a town hall, and the town hall he gave was really more of a campaign, rah-rah, right-wing, I am conservative. No, I promise I'm really conservative, rather than a town hall for all of his constituents, because he never really addressed anything other than the fact that he was a true conservative Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But he did start out the town hall saying that he denounced Trump. And I was like, right, until he's your nominee, you denounce Trump. But I got to give him credit. He wrote a long letter to the Texas Tribune saying how this does not represent his party. Trump is not a true Republican conservative. He's harmful. He is essentially destructive. You have it up?
I have a quote.
Okay, there you go.
He said, tonight, the political party that I have cherished and revered for all of my life has chosen as its standard bearer a buffoonish, clownish, orange, carnival barking snake oil salesman to represent me and my family in front of the entire world.
That
from a Republican House member in Texas.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see who falls in line with the Trump, we'll support our nominee standard line, or who's going to buck the party.
So he's not a Republican. But who is it then who's been voting for him? Now, in Texas, we have an open primary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But in New York, where there isn't an open primary, where you have to be a registered Republican, Trump won every county. How do you explain?
I'm going to state what I have been stating for over 8 years, that this is the birth child of Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
This is her, to McCain's chagrin, rallying the fear-mongering and the hate-mongering and saying, I'm with you. Those, anybody that's not a white Christian is scary, and
so
we need to eradicate them. And
you think this is to McCain's chagrin?
I think Palin was to McCain's chagrin, and I think Trump is to McCain's chagrin.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, because he's not the right kind of veteran.
Well, right. Exactly.
He doesn't like people who get shot down and
but
captured.
But all of that hate-filled rhetoric and their losing campaign gave permission to say it. And then if you can say it, you can act on it. And if you can act on it and not get reprimanded, then it must be okay. And those are the people that are going out and saying, he's just speaking his mind. He's saying what all of us are thinking.
He's telling it like it is.
Telling it like it is. Well, which time did he contradict himself that which one was right? Oh, well, he can change his mind. We change our mind. If anybody else had been going through this, they would have been laughed out of the party.
Mm-hmm.
But the time is right. The atmosphere is right. The people that think that the pie is only so big and they haven't gotten their fair share of it are going out and voting for Trump. And it's scary. And the people that got in bed with the Tea Party so they could win at any cost are reaping that wheat right now, because, man, they got in there and said, okay, we need to win. We need to have an alliance with the Tea Party people who have turned out and who started out with, I will say, in their minds, noble goals, have turned it into just, we're the bigot. We're the bigots. That's us. Vote for the bigots.
And speaking of tea parties.
And bigots.
Oh, well, no. I was talking about tea parties.
Oh.
It's Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day.
We want to thank Mike Lalonde, who's one of our longest.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's been donating to Lambda Weekly and KNOM for years.
It was great to see you a few weeks ago.
And we want to say happy Mother's Day to his mom, Beverly.
Beverly.
Happy Mother's Day, Beverly.
Mm-hmm. But, Mike, thank you for contributing. We always appreciate your call.
Absolutely. So if you donate to KNON for our pledge drive, 972-647-1893, in honor of your mother and give us her name, we will do a shout-out to your mom for Mother's Day.
And whether you're a longtime contributor or if this is your first time, give us a call, 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by.
And
we're out of chairs.
Lambda Weekly has been on the air since August of 1983 because KNON believed in the LGBT community. And so we've been on the air continuously. We're the oldest, continuously longest running LGBT radio show anywhere in the country. And right here in Dallas, Texas. And so if you want to support LGBT radio, this is the place to do it. And we give for all kinds of causes, but we need your pledge, because this is, we're truly on the listener's shoestring here. So give us a call, 972-647-1893.
We tell it like it is, and we use all the best words.
We have a lot of words, too.
We have a lot of words.
Yeah, speaking of a lot of words, one of the things the rabbi said on the show before us, he said, we're the longest-running talk show in Dallas, and I think we might be.
Us?
What other talk show has been running since
the
before?
Same show.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
I think we might be.
Possibly something on KVIL, but yeah.
Talk show?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Sports stuff, but I don't
we'll
know.
Have to check it out.
We need to check that.
Which reminds me. Thank you for saying that. Chris Jagger's not going to do a show anymore.
He retired.
Chris Jagger was
They quit him.
They quit him. Yeah, they did quit him. A longtime radio show host on another channel that got bought and then got sold and then got bought and then got sold. He and his husband, and they have two kids?
I think it's two kids.
And he's just, you know, he's done. He's not going to do a show anymore, which is kind of sad because he was always a steady voice on radio. Mm-hmm. So.
And an out voice.
An out voice, yeah. I mean, which, you know, he didn't go around banging the drum, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, like we do. But he would always, you know, just live his authentic life on the air, which made a difference to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
Happy retirement, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah. So, it is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893. That wasn't a good segue, was it?
No, it wasn't.
See, I either do these really terrible segues and everybody laughs at me for
which
them, or I just jump right in there and tell you the number to call to make a donation is 972-647-1893. That was a good segue.
It was.
We have about $72,000 to go for a pledge drive. We're just starting the second week, so that's a good start for our first week.
And every pledge counts. $10, $15. I mean, we have
well,
some pledge
premiums.
Well, you
know, one thing the rabbi said that I disagree with, he said, you know, we're not going to ask anybody to give us the full $72,000.
No, well, let's ask.
Why
if
not?
They can, sure.
Sure. Or yeah. Or just half?
I mean, the Koch brothers aren't going to support Trump anymore, so, mm-hmm. you know, we can ask them just for pocket change.
Just for $72,208.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yep.
So give us a call if you'd like. And if you make a donation of $72,000, I'm going to put my neck on the line here. You can have a T-shirt as well as a shopping bag and an apron.
And a hat.
And a hat.
Why don't we just say if you write a check right now for all $72,000, we'll give you one of every pledge premium.
Maybe even two.
Maybe.
Patty, you are just – we're going to have to do Pledge Drive for the rest of the week anyway with you giving away things like this. But we do have a couple of special pledge items this time.
We do. We have the KNON Custom Texas Ranger-style baseball jersey, now in gray. It's a full-button baseball jersey with a blue KNON in the front of the jersey and an 89.3 FM in blue on the back. And the sizes go from medium to triple X large. And that's for a pledge of $125. And it's fantastic. And, you know, Candy had one of those, mm-hmm. And she's just loved wearing that.
The baseball jersey?
Yeah.
You know, our regular T-shirt for a $40 pledge is now the black KNON logo on a gray shirt.
That's
and it really
Heather,
looks nice
Heather
on
gray.
That. Heather Gray. Yes.
Yeah.
Heather. Patty's channeling her inner gay man.
Apparently.
That's not gray, honey. That's Heather Gray.
We also have the Dickies Work shirt, which is now in Gulf Blue. Short sleeves with two pockets and a black KNON 89.3 FM logo on the left pocket. And the KNON 89.3 FM Voice of the People design on the back in black. And that goes for a $100 pledge. And you can get medium, large, extra large, XXXXX.
So. And there are several ways to make your pledge. You can call us, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Or you can text KNON to 56512. That's KNON to 56512.
Or you can go online at KNON.org and make your pledge there.
Just click the pledge button.
Yep.
It's right in the upper left.
Right there.
And you can choose your pledge premium. You can do all of that online. And
since
that
I'm
way you
about-
don't have to talk to the schizophrenic Josh and Chris.
Since I'm all about furthering our stereotypes mm-hmm. as a lesbian, I heartily endorse the Dickies Work shirt. Just going to say that right now. It's really a nice shirt. I like wearing it.
It is a nice shirt.
Yeah.
And you know that once you buy once you donate to KNON and get your pledge premium, and wear your stuff out and about, there is that secret KNON nod.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
That you get all over North Texas.
There used to be the lesbian nod. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm kind of sharing secrets now from our handbook, but when you're out in public and you used to see another lesbian, you'd kind of do a little nod, like, hey, I see you. Never say anything, never do anything. But now we get it with KNON logo. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, I love KNON.
Or Prius drivers.
No! Don't get me started on Prius drivers.
Hey.
You're married to one.
I know I am. No, but I've been seeing more and more Priuses?
Prii. Yeah.
Okay. With Republican bumper stickers. I'm like, what? Is this because y'all are cheap and don't want to spend the money on gas? Because you're not for the environment. What the heck's going on here? Remember a song from the 80s, Don Henley, about seeing a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that. It's like I'm seeing Republican stickers on Priuses. What's wrong?
We need to take a break. The number to call us, and this is a perfect time to call, 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We're just going to take a one-minute break, and we'll be back right after this. Call us, and this is a perfect time to call, 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893. Give us a call. And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink. Lauren has the day off because, of course, it's Mother's Day.
And happy Mother's Day, Lauren.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to come back next week. Oh, you guys, it's because we're taking out Danny's mother. Yeah, right. And our guest today is Erin Moore. I don't know that I've seen you since your wedding.
No.
On the air.
No.
But congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you. It's just a shade over a month now.
How's the wife?
Ooh. Ooh.
We're not doing wife, although I have to say...
Especially not the wife.
No, not the wife.
For anybody who doesn't know, Patty's the wife.
No, I am not the wife. We chose consciously not to do wife or the wife because of holdover misogynistic overtones from our youth. But I have to say I've used it in public, and I'm confessing that on the air. Because just sometimes for clarity, you know, mm-hmm. if I say my spouse, then they still don't know that... You know, so, wife is...
But you're not calling me the wife.
No, I'm saying my wife.
Yeah.
She's calling you the spouse.
Well, I've tried to get... In theory, that's what we're trying to do, but when I go through the whole litany of my partner, my spouse, my wife, and I are blah, blah, it's
just... Do you know which one is awkward that I'm using right now? My fiancé.
Fiancé. Oh, that took me so long. I could... Yeah.
And I'm saying it only, you know, like half joking.
Well...
Because my fiancé.
Yeah.
It's just awkward.
If you want to really mess with people's minds, say affianced.
Oh, we're affianced.
Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. I'll be glad when we're no longer affianced and and this wedding is over.
Well, see, you're stressing about your wedding.
See, we should give him some
advice. I'm really not.
We had
everything's ordered, and
I mean, we had some deadline issues that we had to deal with because you know some people have a hard time being on time. But
I can't imagine.
But mostly,
Patty, I didn't know that you had that problem with Erin.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Mostly, we just did what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, but we had no more stress than we would have had just planning a big party. Mm-hmm. It was good,
and it was a fun party.
It was a fun party.
One of the funnest parties I've ever been part of, and it was such a great celebration because I was smiling and beaming from ear to ear for the whole tour.
And we have words. It was funnest.
We have words. Funnest. Yes. And here's my Mother's Day tie-in for us talking about our wedding, which I promise we won't do anymore. Somebody took – oh, I think it was Joyelle and her Brady took a picture of when we were all up – we all – For those that don't know...
Joy Parks.
I'm sorry, Brady. When did I say Brady? Parks. We were all standing in front of the roundup, and we had a big screen showing personal pictures and things like that. And she took two pictures out of 1,300 pictures that were floating by, two pictures of when my mom was on the screen. So my mom was standing behind me. My mom passed away 2 years ago. So I have two pictures of my mom literally looking over my shoulder at my wedding, which just blew me away. I was like, oh, that's a sign of something.
Oh, yeah. You know,
that was meant to be. So thank you. Thank you, Joy. But happy Mother's Day.
When we first went on the air in 1983, could you imagine that we'd be here talking about our weddings?
No.
And being affianced.
Uh-huh. Can you imagine in 93 or 2003 talking about our marriage in Texas?
No.
I mean, it's amazingly progress.
Especially not in 2016.
Right.
Right.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it'll happen. It's not in my lifetime.
2050, maybe.
Was a familiar statement. Yeah, we're working towards that. You know, the speed has a drawback, though, that I'm finding out, and I find it fascinating, is that people who have been our allies for a long time, and I mean marching with us, mm-hmm. boycotting, sign-carrying allies, are having a hard time adjusting to it. Because they're so used to fighting for the rights that we just automatically, mm-hmm. boom, got. They're like, well, you know, we've got to work on y'all's, you know, equal marriage rights. Okay, we've got that. Oh, yeah. You know, it's just kind of there's kind of a rights lag.
Although, you know what I've found? I've run into a number of people who I think only because, well, now it's legal. Now I know what to call it. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's marriage. Brian and I went to get our rings. And we talked about this last week. We went to get our rings. We were looking in some jewelry stores north of LBJ.
Right.
Which I don't normally do.
Yeah. But I'm surprised you didn't go to spontaneous combustion.
No, it didn't happen. But we walked in and we said, we'd like to take a look at these rings here. And the woman behind the counter said, who was older, not somebody who looked like she would be, you know, our big ally, said, oh, congratulations. When are you getting married?
You know, okay, I have a similar story. Mm-hmm. I was at a Granada event last weekend, which was a crawfish boil and kind of a little mini jazz fest because we're not in New Orleans and I'm sad about that. But I got crawfish, so happy about that. And there was a booth of a guy with a travel agency. And never missed a beat. This guy needs to play poker because he looked at my ring and he said, how long have you been married? And I said, oh, about a month. And he goes, well, did you and your wife take a honeymoon? I'm like, okay, you're good. You're really, really good. Never missed a beat.
Oh, he gave you that lesbian nod.
He did, but still. I mean, he made a lot of assumptions correctly, really quickly. And, you know, that was great. But on the other hand, I heard a friend of ours was just on a cruise and, you know, they take your passports when you go on a cruise and then you pick them up at a prescribed time. And, he was waiting in line to get his and his husband's passports, and the guy in front of him said, I'd like to pick up my passport, mine and my wife's passport, and they handed him both passports. And this friend said, I'd like to pick up mine and my husband's passports, and you could literally see the zzz in the guy's head. What? I'd like to pick up mine and my husband's passports. Well, I need to see some ID. You didn't ask him. And the guy that had just picked him up said, yeah, you didn't ask me. Mm-hmm. He goes, give him the passports. And he's like, well, how do I know that give me the passports. It's the same last name, same everything, you know. So there's good – and the conversation ended with, you know, it wasn't trying to be mean. It's just we got to give him time to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
That people are
– But that's a good example of helping somebody catch up.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Making him think, okay, here's a married couple. Why am I believing this married couple, not believing that married couple?
Right. Right, exactly.
So, I mean, because if it was Patty and Aaron, I wouldn't believe that they were married to men.
Right. Well, and the sort of little footnote to that is they had changed their names to be the same last mm-hmm. name. We're not doing that. Right. So it's going to be, you know.
But lots of straight couples don't change their names anymore
understood.
Either.
Understood. Yeah, so. It's got to be, we got to mm-hmm. be patient. It's going to mm-hmm. come along, you know. I think people that are in the industry of selling wedding items are all the way there. They're like, yes, a sale, you know.
But the travel industry is so heavily
also
gay,
yeah.
You would think.
Right.
You know, cruise ships. You know, who works on cruise ships? Well, people who are not attached, and very often that's gay people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? You've never met a gay couple
travel.
Before?
Yeah. In style. Yeah.
Speaking of... You never would have believed when KNON went on the air. When KNON went on the air in 1983, Lambda Weekly was one of the original shows on the station's schedule. They came to Dallas Gay Alliance and said, would you like to do a show? Bill Nelson said, sure, what's that? And not what is a show, what's a gay show?
Right.
But he did one, and we're still here. And really, this week was Dallas Voice's 32nd anniversary. We're coming up on
33rd.
Lambda Weekly's 33rd. So that's pretty impressive that we've been around that long, and it's because KNON has been standing behind the gay community ever since 1983 when the station signed on. So give us a call. We do need contributions. The station needs to raise another $72,000. We need to raise some more money. We're kind of right on track from last week, but we're falling off track right now. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. You know, the station had to move last year, and our expenses have gone up a little bit too. So they're asking us to just up our game a little bit so that we can pay the increased rent. And along with that, the tower rent went up a little bit. And
I got my DCAT statement. Up. Property taxes went up everywhere. So help us out here. Give us a call, 972-647-1893.
Yeah.
I
was going to say, why don't we take our break? Because we're 10 minutes away from the break. That's why we're not going to take our break.
We're not going to take a break, but I have a good segue.
Yes.
A la David. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about marriage rights and that stellar lightning speed victory. But because of that, and because we've gotten those rights, the right wing has had to focus on this stupid, stupid bathroom bill stuff. Mm-hmm.
They haven't had to. That's what they've chosen.
Well, no, that's true. They haven't had to.
They had to.
They have in their psyche to have a bad guy, to have a boogeyman, to have something that you've got to be scared of right now because we need your money. You know,
somebody to vote for Trump.
Vilify.
To vilify so that you can be scared and you'll vote for Trump.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're talking about with Sarah Palin. That's what they do. They
Absolutely.
Make people scared.
And so there was North Carolina, and then less famously Georgia. Georgia pulled theirs.
Georgia didn't pull. He vetoed.
Vetoed.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Thank you. I knew there was another state. I should have known it was Mississippi because I wrote to several businesses that I do business with that have. Okay, I'll just say it. Casinos that I frequent that have casinos in Mississippi, and I wrote to their headquarters and said, "Look, you guys have LGBT non-discrimination policies. You have publicly denounced. You know, I want to see you either one work to repeal the bill or two close your casino in this state." And they wrote back and said, "You know, we're very disappointed, and we're discussing as a corporation what to do." But I digress. We've had something pop up locally. Two things, actually. We had the Rowlett mayor wanted to...
Rockwall.
I'm sorry.
Rockwall.
Gosh, I'm messing this all up, aren't I?
Rowlett is good, guys.
Rowlett's the good guys.
That's the good side of the lake.
Right. Rockwall, sorry. The Rockwall mayor wanted to have his council vote on a bathroom bill, quote-unquote bathroom bill, and it died because he couldn't get a second on it. Didn't get a second because it was too conservative or the right, quote-unquote, they were against the bill. They just didn't want to see the business backlash that has happened in North Carolina.
And what I was going to say was the people who spoke were saying – we're better than this. And it was Rockwall residents speaking. It was mostly straight people speaking. Yeah. It was there were a number of transgender people who were there. There were a number of people from the LGBT community who were there. But it was mostly Rockwall residents who were speaking, and their argument was mostly we're better than this.
Better than this, yeah.
But on the council, the argument was at best, well, we don't want a backlash like they had in North Carolina. Right. The other argument was, well, how are we going to police this? So it's an unmanageable law. Now,
it's
those are all
genitalia police. Well, because they say, oh, well, we can question you, but who's going to really do that? And who's going to say, well, let me see your genitalia?
Are all good reasons not to pass something. We can't enforce it.
Right.
We don't need it. There's going to be backlash. Why would there be backlash? Because people don't like this law.
It's discriminatory and it's wrong.
But those words never came out of their mouths.
Didn't. No.
It came out of the mouths of the residents of Rockwall.
Mm-hmm.
And kudos to them because they came out and were horrified about
Well, and the other thing that's happened locally with it, is Fort Worth ISD stepped up and passed, I don't want to say support, but protections for transgender kids.
It was guidelines. Yeah. It was not a policy that had to be passed. These were guidelines interpreting the policy. So they just implemented these policies.
Right. But still, it's a strong step to make, and you know, kudos to them. But I hear that they're under some pressure to revise that from the Fort Worth.
You know, it's very fair. Yeah. What it says is, a student should use the bathroom that they're comfortable using.
Right.
And it says if a student is not comfortable going into a bathroom with everybody else who identifies as that gender, they must be provided with a single-sex bathroom. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you have a very strong religious background and you are completely against transgender people, there will be a single-sex bathroom – not a single-sex, a single – stall bathroom, mm-hmm.
right.
for you, a private bathroom,
right.
for you to use.
Right.
If a transgender person is uncomfortable going into,
there's a single that, stall. Yeah.
There's that single bathroom, which is so completely fair.
Oh yeah.
It's pissing everybody off.
Right.
Because they're saying, if you're transgender, you can use this. If you're religious, you can use this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it absolutely is. But they are getting some pushback. And if you,
well, of course, because we have to scare people.
If you live in the Fort Worth area, there's a meeting Monday night that they're asking people to wear red to, because that seems to be our new adopted
color. Where's it going to be?
Color. It's, let me look that up real quick and I'll get back with you. But
it's not at Fort Worth ISD headquarters?
It may be there. It may be at City Hall. If you go to the Fairness Fort Worth Facebook page, they have it on there. But we're wearing red not in protest. We're wearing red in support. So it's to shore up and to mm-hmm. tell the ISD this is a good policy.
And, you know, we've been supporting Target because Target was, you know, heroically stood up and said, our employees, our trans employees, and our trans customers can use any bathroom they feel comfortable using in our stores. And we've been very supportive as a community now of Target, but others have joined now.
Yes.
We have Starbucks. I mean, what's gayer than Starbucks? But very supportive of the trans community. The same thing. Our trans employees, our trans customers can use.
Again, not a new policy. They're
yeah.
just restating and restating it publicly.
Exactly.
And that's what's bothering people.
That is.
That like they're stating things publicly.
We don't want to know that. And then also the Hudson Bays Company, which owns Lord & Taylor and
right.
Saks Fifth Avenue, they've expressed the same thing. Our employees, our trans employees, and our trans customers and gender nonconforming customers and employees can use any restroom they wish, and also Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
So we have even bigger businesses now. Not that Target's not big, but other big national companies.
But
that
you
are,
know who else has that same policy? Everybody who's leaving Target is going to Walmart.
Walmart.
They have the exact same policy.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they do.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah,
but that can't be.
And Target's or Walmart is not the type of company that makes those kinds of public statements. They,
right.
Here's our policy and
live with it.
Yeah, it's just more quiet.
It is at the Fort Worth ISD board conference room. Yep. It's 2903 Schatz Avenue in Fort Worth. And as I said, it is on the Fairness Fort Worth Facebook page mm-hmm. if you're on Facebook. But we need to shore up people that are supporting us, because there are people in the community that are equally as loud as we are. They're wrong, but they're loud. That will shout down these fair policies just because you're right. They're ignorant and scared.
I want to go back to the council people over in Rockwall.
Okay.
The reasons that they gave that they wouldn't second the bill. Kudos to them for not seconding, for mm-hmm. having sense enough not to do it.
I mean, they really didn't even let it get going. I mean, if you don't have a second to move the bill forward,
you can't even talk to
but,
talk about
but
it.
But people did. But they allowed public comment on uh-huh. it before they actually moved a motion forward or tried to move a motion forward. Is it okay that these city council people copped out for such a
yes? I think it is
mealy reason.
I think it is
because. Keep them electable?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, the city that turned out for this showed we don't want discrimination in our city. And Rockwall has always been, even though they elect Republicans, they have always been a progressive city.
Right.
I remember when I did the AIDS ride from Houston to Dallas, the mm-hmm. mayor of Rockwall did the ride with us. it's always been that kind of a neat progressive city, which is why that city has grown as opposed to any of the others.
Well,
out in that direction in a real nice way.
And if mm-hmm. Caitlyn Jenner has taught us anything, being a transgender person is not Republican or Democrat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a fairness issue. So, yes, I think absolutely, for whatever reason and however they got there, they were able to vote no. And that, to me, is enough.
And it is. They don't need to take the whole soapbox and stand there and do – I mean, if somebody were to say, let's bring back Jim Crow in the South, and they just went, that's the stupid – they don't need to go into all the reasons,
yeah.
you know, that they wouldn't support that.
And politically,
in order to vote against it, because there's so many reasons not to.
Politically, if you were on that council, and this was really the first time you had studied this issue at all, I think what I would have said would be more like, well, for a whole variety of reasons that we heard here today, and so many other reasons, like economic backlash and other things like that, I can't second this.
Oh.
I would have said something more like that rather than the real narrow.
A win is a win. I'm not gonna fault anybody for saying yes or mm-hmm. no. You know, when we want them to say yes or no, you know, they don't all have.
And I guess what I worry about is that's coming back. They're gonna reword it, and it is coming back. The mayor, because the mayor is bound and determined on this one,
right?
You know, some of those other council people, he'll have time to work on them a little bit.
But you know what? I think they're going to have a problem, though, because we need to go to the break. But when we come back, let's talk about the Department of Justice in North
yes.
Carolina.
Yes, right.
Yes.
The number is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Why am I giving the number? Because it's
Pledge Drive.
So give us a call. You can call during the break, but that means you won't be listening to our little PSA, so you should listen to that and then call, but then you won't be listening to us.
972-647-1893.
Make David be quiet.
Call us, and this is a perfect time to call. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Valletta Lill, and I listen to Lambling Weekly. I hope that you will, too.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. This is Dave.
And Valletta.
When did y'all score Valletta PSA?
When Valletta was here in the studio with us.
Yay, Valletta.
The number here for to make a pledge is 972-647-1893. And phone just rang. Good. Thank you very much. One way that you can make a donation, and we love when we get these, you can become a KNON Elite Music sponsor. You can get a pair of tickets to every KNON benefit event for the year. KNON has 40 to 50 events every year. We're your live music radio station, and we play great music. We have great music at a number of venues around the Metroplex, and like Poor David's Pub and Sons of Herman Hall, and we even do Thanksgiving breakfast in the KNON live music room. Do we still have a live music room? Is that?
I think so. It's down the hall. But, yeah, the KNON events are great. And Patty and I did that one year, and it was – you just show up. Your name's already on the list. You
mm-hmm. know? So it's not really a pair of tickets. It's a pair of – it's two names on a list that you just walk in.
Yeah, it's
you don't
very
even have to carry
you're
tickets
too
or worry
important
about tickets.
To have tickets.
It's very VIP and swanky.
And most of the events have food along with them.
They do. Yep. And my favorite was always the blues. There was a blues concert,
mm-hmm, blues fest
festival, and then there was a Cajun themed of something or other. Sometimes it's a gumbo cook-off, sometimes it's mm-hmm. crawfish, but you know, that
and now there's – I mean, the Blues Fest did so well that now there's a Fort Worth Blues Fest.
Oh,
I have
good.
A feeling half the people from the Dallas Blues Fest go over to the Fort Worth
one
because –
it's a great time to do it all again.
It's a wonderful event.
Yeah.
Some of these events are 2 days long, so you have, you know, a whole weekend, and there's food.
Mm-hmm.
These tickets will pay back compared to what you pay for a ticket to a concert. I mean, $500 is one concert at American Airlines
Arena,
right?
Yeah, just about.
So for $500,
two, but yeah.
These tickets really do pay themselves back within just a couple of shows that you go to.
And it's two. It's for two people.
For two. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be the same two. You can bring different people during
yeah,
the year.
Yeah.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Doc is looking at us like, no, cut. Okay, no, it was – I thought he had a
somebody
question
calling
or message.
In. No,
yeah.
But if you, if you do call in, and happy Mother's Day, if you do call in and want to dedicate your donation to your mom, we'll give her a shout-out on the air.
Absolutely.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
The Justice Department has contacted North Carolina and told them they stand to lose millions and millions of dollars in a number of areas. HUD opened an investigation last week. The Education Department, the entire University of North Carolina school system is in danger of losing all of their federal money. And you know when? Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's the deadline.
This is there. I have the quote from the Justice Department official who wrote them and said, the state is engaging in a pattern or practice of discrimination against transgender state employees, and both you in your official capacity, this is to Governor McCrory of North Carolina, and both you in your official capacity and the state are engaging in a pattern of practice of resistance to the full employment enjoyment of Title VII rights by transgender employees of public agencies.
Yep.
Discrimination.
So, yeah, I mean, it's against federal law, and everybody said, oh, it's unconstitutional, but I never thought about them cutting off federal funding and saying, you're not in compliance, see ya.
And for the University of North Carolina, that's like $1.2 billion get from the federal government every year. It's going to threaten their entire University
the
of North
Speaker
Carolina
The Speaker of the House – no, how fast did
Eddie
HB – how fast did HB 2 pass?
Within hours.
And it was signed when?
Within hours.
Uh-huh. Well – The Speaker of the House has said, you know, passing legislation takes a while, and so the repeal legislation, which has been filed, it will get its committee hearing, and then we'll move to the House floor.
Right.
Oh, the Speaker of the House in North Carolina.
Of North Carolina.
Oh, I thought you meant the U.S. Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House in North Carolina has, it's just not going to be possible to repeal tomorrow.
Right.
Guess what? The federal government is going to be able to start withholding money tomorrow.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and, I mean, Charlotte, North Carolina, is a fairly progressive city. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Democratic National Convention was there, and I've been there a few times, and they're all about, you know, their LGBT community and all this. And they're like, can we secede from North Carolina? Can we just say that it is our policy and start, you know, to be inclusive and ignore the state law? And they're starting to ask all of these, I don't want to do it kind of questions. So, I mean, it's hurting. It's hurting everything. It's hurting, besides their tourism and businesses and stuff pulling out. The residents don't want it. This is only just a small handful of elected officials that are doing this whole be scared.
And the current attorney general in North Carolina is a Democrat, said he won't enforce it.
Running for governor.
He won't defend it in court.
Right.
And that says a lot right there.
Yeah. Well, the Mississippi law is actually worse than the North Carolina law. North Carolina just had the great misfortune of going first.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're getting a lot of the backlash.
Well, also, North Carolina has a bigger business community.
They do.
It's the second – they call it the second Wall Street because they have the biggest banking, financial sector.
Bank of America, the largest bank, is based there. So,
well, one of the meanest tweets I saw was, can we – oh, great. Now we have to boycott Mississippi more than we already do. You know, so it's like
– in Mississippi, there's not much to boycott.
Right.
So
– yeah.
So you're not going to be able to make the same kind of
impact.
Yeah. You know, withhold education money from Mississippi.
Yeah. I hear you. But still.
What education?
If
they're already number 50, right?
They do get a lot of federal disaster relief funds, though, especially during hurricane season.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they can be taken to court as well. So we'll see.
And a lot of municipalities and states, the state of California has banned employee travel.
Right.
To the state of North Carolina and to Mississippi.
Right.
I mean, so that's one way that other states can and other cities and other groups of people can say, we're not playing this game. We're not going to encourage that by giving any dollars to these states that are doing this.
Speaking of courts. Roy Moore is the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court.
Yeah, no relation.
Aaron's brother. And
no relation.
Now, back in 2014 or 15, a U.S. federal district court ruled that Alabama's marriage law was unconstitutional. And then The U.S. Supreme Court in 2015 ruled marriage equality across the country. Then The head of the Supreme Court in Alabama ruled that he has more power than the U.S. Supreme Court, and he ordered probate judges, which are the ones that issue marriage licenses in the state, to not issue them to same-sex couples. He was suspended on Friday. Charges were brought against him, and apparently they don't just announce charges are brought against somebody and then we'll investigate. The investigation is done first, and then charges are announced. So,
and this isn't the first time he's been yanked out of office.
No, in 2005.
Yeah, well, he had the Ten Commandments monument that he was ordered to remove from I think the state court courts building, and he was removed from office then.
Alabama Supreme Court building, the state courts building, mm-hmm. and it was 2003. But yeah, he is no friend to anyone on the right, on the left, mm-hmm. and he's under judicial review now, isn't he?
He's under judicial review, yeah. Which means that if he's found guilty of doing what they're accusing him of doing, which he did, he's out again.
Again.
So we'll see if he runs again and wins again.
They need to just yank his law license.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of law licenses that should be yanked, Ken Paxton,
yes.
Yet another set of charges against this
yes.
guy. Apparently, he was given 100,000 shares of a company, $100,000 worth of stock of a company. The charge is he didn't list them on his financial disclosure form. Here's my question. Not listing on a financial disclosure form is one thing. Not listing it on your income tax is something else. Here's his defense, according to the Dallas Morning News. He was saying, well, I meant to pay for those shares.
Now, I see.
Do you remember last year?
That makes it all different.
Do you remember last year when you were doing your taxes and some of that money that you got in compensation? You said, no, I was going to pay that.
No, yeah.
Did that happen?
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because if you're given shares, it's income.
Yeah. It's real property. I mean,
Forgetting about $1,000 worth of something that you got in dividends or something like that, or a gift that you were given, that's not going to be a serious penalty. $100,000, leaving that off of your income tax form, that's real serious.
Well, and he issued a – and brings this full circle. He issued a letter to Target saying that their policy was nefarious and, you know, dangerous, and it was putting their customers in peril and all of this. And the reaction from what I saw in Dallas was a big old, yeah, why should we believe anything you say?
Mm-hmm.
But there are enough people that are believing, you know, his quote-unquote legal opinions, which are not legal opinions. They're statement of his opinion.
Well, it should be his educated opinion as an attorney.
But
right. As the state's head attorney.
Right.
I mean,
should be.
He should so be removed from office. There's just no way anybody's going to believe anything he says or on anything, legal or not.
Well, he meant to pay for that stuff.
He meant to pay for the stuff that he stole. Yeah.
Well, that he was given.
Well,
in this case, he was given it.
Well, if he meant to pay for it, it was stolen.
Well, that's the thing. The company never asked him to pay for this stock.
Okay. So, yeah.
It was just his plan to pay for it, because I always pay for things when I don't have to.
When it's been a gift.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I'm surprised he didn't go with the whole thing. It was a gift, and I just forgot to claim it.
Right.
But to go with this whole, I meant to pay for it when nobody was asking for it.
It's bizarre.
Dude, you're digging deeper. You're digging your hole deeper because you're making up stuff. No one here says that you were obligated to pay for these. This
right.
gift.
Right.
You know? And so that's what's, like, super stupid to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, why are you going that route? I'd just go with forgot to file it.
Now, the other thing Ken Paxton did this week is he sent a letter to Target.
That's what I was just talking about. It's like, he says, let me get this correct here. Target is of course currently free to choose such a policy for its Texas stores. He says, His letter to CEO Brian Cornell warned that men could take advantage of the policy for nefarious purposes in women's bathrooms and changing rooms, a fear gay and transgender rights advocates dismiss as far-fetched and malicious. The Texas legislature may at some point in the future address this issue, Paxton wrote. Regardless of whether Texas legislates on this topic, it is possible that allowing men in women's restrooms could lead to criminal or otherwise unwanted activity.
I agree.
If it's criminal or unwanted, they could do it now. And there was
No. I agree.
Yeah.
Men in women's bathrooms is illegal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's against Target's policy. Target never said that men are free to go into women's bathrooms. That's not their policy. It's not Starbucks' policy. It's not any company's policy.
The logical response is not working. The logical response is it's always been against the law for people to be predatory in restrooms or changing rooms or anywhere, frankly, for that matter. But this week there was a guy, clearly a guy, not identifying as transgender, who was creeping on a woman in the women's changing room or in the changing room, because they have unisex changing rooms too. And the backlash online, now granted it was, trolls, but they were all, well, maybe he self-identified as a woman. No, he's just a pervert, and that's against the law.
And that's always been.
It's always been against the law. And all of these people that are up in arms all of a sudden, why weren't you worried about your son going into the bathroom? You know, if guys are in there and creeping on people, they can creep on your son in a bathroom.
And why is this just an issue in 2015? Because it started really in Houston as a big thing. But it's a complete backlash.
It's backlash.
You know, it's never been an issue for how many millennia now? No one's ever brought it up, even 10 years ago.
Well, as someone said, the transgender community is bearing the brunt for our victory on marriage equality.
Right.
And it's,
they're paying the price for it.
They are paying the price for it. And
yes, but it's apparently straight women who are getting caught.
Yes. And it's straight.
Straight women who aren't beautiful.
Yes.
Shall we say it that way? Well, who in some way deviate from the gender norm.
Well, let me just say, I've more than once gotten questioned about going into a women's restroom, and I do not identify as transgender. I have always identified as a woman. I'm a lesbian, but I'm a woman.
You get CERT a lot.
I get CERT a lot. I'm tall. I wear my hair short and, frankly, wear men's clothing because they fit me because I'm tall and, and I like them more. But regardless of how I present myself, I'm not a transgender person, and I have consistently been called out for going into the wrong restroom. And this is not just a transgender issue. It's like, I'm sorry, do you need me to flash you my boobs to prove that I'm a woman? You know, I get to choose where I go pee.
And for those
yet,
of you,
do you
who
want
are
to whip out your 20% less than men?
For those of you who are listening on the radio, she just did it.
What?
Flashed her boobs right here in the studio.
I did that, right.
Uh-huh. It is Pledge Drive.
Since my 20s.
Erin is flashing her boobs here in the studio
so
for
please,
Pledge Drive.
Please pledge.
972-647-1893. We need to hire some boob police here. 972-647-1893. Give us a call and support. What?
I've gay made and you lesbian, speechless.
Yeah, gay and lesbian radio. For North Texas.
Yeah, we can be flash-free studio.
We need to be a flash-free studio.
With your pledge to 972-647-1893.
And you know what? Here at KNON, we didn't announce the policy, but we only have one bathroom.
Yes, we do. We do.
We have one bathroom. Everybody shares it.
We didn't announce the policy in our household either, but we only have one bathroom.
Do you?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just...
We have two, and anyone can use either one.
Either one. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Operators, mostly me, are standing by, and I'll be here a little bit after the show, too, if you want to wait till the end of the show. Well, why did it do that? I thought I started playing this. I did, and it just went off, and I'm playing our end music.
Oh, thank you.
Josh left a few minutes early because he had a class to go teach, and so I'm screwing up the board as usual.
Okay.
972-647-1893. Make a pledge to help support Lambda Weekly doing what it always does to the board. We'll be back next week. Leslie and Katie are going to be here.
Oh, good.
They can talk more about peeing around the country, which is something that they've done.
Patty had the great idea, and if you haven't shared it already, I think we need to share it. We need to go on a peeing tour.
I think we need to be freedom peers.
Mm-hmm. Freedom
peers.
We could
go through the South, you know, right through Mississippi, on up to North Carolina, and we could just pee, you know.
I think that's a good idea.
Like, stop the bus. Everybody have lots of iced tea and other
beverages. And we'll be the only ones broadcasting that one here on KNON, as usual. Not your usual radio station. 972-647-1893. Give us a call to help support LGBT radio
for North Texas.
Happy Mother's Day, too. And happy Mother's Day. We'll see you next week.